Let us pray. Gracious Lord, we give you thanks for these gifts of grace which you bestowed upon us and give back only a portion of that which you have given. Bless the hearts and the hands who have given, Lord, and have a special anointing on those who wanted to give but could not. Lord, we ask that you use these gifts of grace for the strengthening of ministry here at Gila Mountain United Methodist Church for this kingdom and the next one to come. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated.
Good morning. I'm Sandy Kerr. Most of you know me because I wear my name. But I'm a certified lay minister for this, and I work for this church. And I've been approved by the district committee on ministry after taking a fairly long and extensive program. And I'll brag on myself. I was the very first in the West District to have the honor of becoming a certified lay minister. And now, Marilyn Hohenstein is going through the study, and I applaud her for that. I'm also an associate district lay leader for the West District, which means all of Yuma County and Ajo. So it's fun to go to Ajo. You plan to spend the night, but it's okay. So please join me in our brief prayer. Let these words from my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Well, Pastor David asked me to present this morning's sermon, and I thought, okay, it's the first Sunday in Advent. I know it's what season it is. And I said, yes, of course I will. I was expecting the warm and fuzzy lessons of the birth of the baby. This is, after all, the season of good cheer, and I knew we'd be studying the book of Matthew because this is year A, and I thought, ha, I have this under control. It's all about the wise men. How could I go wrong with wise men? Instead, I found something very different. The lectionary starts the liturgical year off with a warning. Get up and get dressed. Advent comes from the Latin word adventus, which means arrival. And purple is worn to signify the time of prayer, penance, and sacrifice. And of course, the four themes for Advent are hope, peace, joy, and love. But where is the baby? Where is the manger and the shepherds, the sheep, the star, the wise men? They are long gone. And this is a season to be stressed and depressed and disappointed, and we are under the time constraints of the calendar. Some of us don't have time for ourselves. We are under the tyranny of time, and it is not our friend. We're going to have a birthday party for the baby in the manger. We have trees to put up. It will be perfect. It will display the most beautiful ornaments. And we can take out those old treasures to put on the tree, which bring us memories. We have gifts to buy. The list is made. The shopping has started. We have cards to write. We have special foods to prepare and need to remember who now needs gluten-free, meat-free, or calorie-free. We have stuff to do. We commemorate the birth of baby Jesus on December 25th, and that day will come whether we're ready or not. My mother told the story of getting ready for my own birth. She and my dad had the big things ready. They were pretty poor. There was a crib borrowed from her sister and some receiving blankets. This was 1947, so car seats weren't a thing at the time. And I was born at the end of June. But I was not due until mid-July. She was expecting to receive diapers and some clothes at the baby shower. She missed because I decided to come early. Her shower took place on the Thursday afternoon I was born. She was ready up to a point, but she didn't know when I would be born. And so in this season of Advent, we are looking toward the birth But we know the manger is empty. The child has been born, has grown into manhood, has died, has been buried, has been resurrected, and he sits at God's right hand. Now what? If that's all, then why Advent? A looking forward to something that's already happened gives us very little to look forward to. Advent takes us beyond the birth, beyond the death, beyond the resurrection, to a new moment of expectancy as the day of Christ approaches and the reign of God is made manifest. Advent looks both backward to the birth and forward to his coming again. Advent deals with the expectation of Christ's return in glory to rule, judge, and save. In the message, Eugene Peterson paraphrases the message as this: make sure you don't get so absorbed and exhausted in taking care of your day-to-day obligations that you lose track of the time and doze off, oblivious to God. The night is about over. Dawn is about to break. Be up and awake to what God is doing. God is putting the finishing touches on the salvation work he began when we first believed. We can't afford to waste a minute, must not squander those precious daylight hours in frivolity and indulgence, in sleeping around and in bickering and grabbing everything in sight. Get out of bed and get dressed. Don't loiter, don't linger, waiting until the very last minute. Dress yourselves in Christ and be up and about. Paul, in this message, is giving us a wake-up call. Get up, get dressed, be ready. Take off your night clothes. We can't afford to waste a minute. We can't afford to spend a moment longer in the darkness. Crime, sin, wickedness, and violence are associated with the night. We don't have time to be partying and drunk, which deadens our senses to the needs of others. We don't have time to quarrel or be jealous or gossip. We don't have time for anything that destroys community and injures relationships. This time, of course, is eschatological time, the time when the fullness of God's kingdom will be realized. The end of time is closer than you think. Get ready, today, right now, because tomorrow will be too late. Paul believed that Christ would return much sooner. Actually, he thought it would be in his own lifetime, but Christ will return. In fact, Paul's phrase of our salvation is nearer than when we first believed might mean the second coming is near, or simply that life is short and we should not be wasting time on sinful things or thoughts or actions. Get out of those night clothes. They are designed for the sinful person. We look forward to the new day that Christ will bring. Humanity will be reconciled. Peace, justice, and integrity will be the hallmarks of our society. We are to live as though that day has arrived. We need to live for peace for the world, peace to each other. Justice is the focus of the Bible. Social justice is lived as we help the vulnerable and the weak. We need to show integrity in all we do and say because we are the light of Christ. As we put on the light of Christ, we put more than peace, justice, and integrity. We put on his holiness, his humanity, his humility, his compassion, his forgiveness, his righteousness, his love. Put on the day garments of Christ. What if we knew we only had a few weeks to live and none of us really know how much time we had? Would we spend more time in prayer, more time helping others, more time seeking forgiveness and extending it, more time in kingdom activities. Be ready for the last day. Live in the damp garments of Christ every day as though it were your last day. As children of God, we live with dignity and self-respect. There are many things in this society that are not classified as sin and things not unlawful, but nonetheless should be shunned by the Christian wearing the day garments of Christ because they are inconsistent with the ideals of Christian living. Bullying or intimidating those with other opinions to the point where you cut off their right to speak. Ignoring those different in color, religion, politics, culture, or habits. Gossip and false rumors are part of the darkness. Remembering to say simple phrases of gratitude in this season is easy. Trying to remember to say them in the summer is harder. Showing love for neighbor is easy this season, harder later in the year. Being proud of the fact that we are God's children allows us to see God's face in every person we meet in this joyous time. Self-respect will keep us on the path in the months to come. Expressing divine love is a Christian's responsibility, especially in the present time or season. Christmas is a great time to love freely, to be generous, and proudly wear the day clothes of Christ. Our new day dawned when we received faith. We are headed for the final glory. It is time to rise up and be counted, to arm yourselves in the light of Christ, to walk in faith, and to work for the kingdom to come. Do we live in the light of Christ where people can see our sense of justice, our compassion, where people want to stand in that light, gaining an understanding that grace is for all? The light of Christ, as we live it, should compel people to come who are lost in darkness to seek the light through us. Where are your day clothes? Are they in the closet waiting to be put on? And what are your day clothes? Do you have a fancy three-piece suit or a fancy dress ready for a formal event? Are you dressing to impress on those special occasions? Be careful. Those fine clothes may just be the clothes of darkness and sin. Those special occasions are every day you wake up ready to work. They are being worn proudly in the daylight of Christ. Or do you still have on the night clothes of sin? Today is the day to change. Tomorrow may very well be too late. Get up, get dressed, be ready. Allow me to pray this prayer. In the promise and hope of God this day, this Advent, may we seek the ways of God. May we seek Christ's path on the journey. May we walk in the light of the Lord now and evermore. Amen.